Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Tracks to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking. Towards half forward. Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
He's in the house, Buddha. Good morning.
Good morning, Mill. Good morning, Mark. How are you both?
We're very well. Now, before we get to round seven, I mean, we know you got eight. Well done for round six. You are our tipping expert. We're very proud of you for that. But can we just quickly touch on the running? You've heard of the running of the bulls?
Yep.
We're going to call your run for the rest of the year the running of the fools. Now, don't be offended.
I love that.
Don't be offended. You've pledged to run, what, 3,000 kilometres in a week or something. What is it?
20,022, as in the year.
Right. Until the end of the year.
Yeah, that's right.
How are you going?
Not good. Haven't started yet.
Okay.
But you will. You'll get there.
I will.
And let us know when you start so we can have a crew follow you.
I like your comedy. It's good. You normally do the straight stuff in here, but I like the comedy. It's great.
I thought you were going to say the running of the buds.
Running of the buds is also good.
Fools.
No, good on you, buds. That's good. We'll keep an eye on you. Just don't hurt yourself doing it.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into it. Hilo, do you want to kick us off with some games?
Yikes. Let's go tonight. West Coast and Richmond.
Yeah, world of pain, West Coast, Mark. I think with Grimes, Lambert, Rioli, Soldo and Stack, I think your boys will win.
We could win with those five.
Correct.
Yeah.
It only takes 22, but those five will help too.
When's Dusty coming back?
He'll be a couple of weeks, I think. He's back training.
Possibly against Collingwood on the 7th.
Oh, God.
Oh, huge.
Oh, mate, we've got Mason Cox back in the team. We'll be
you
right.
You should not go Sunday and wait for that game. Trade your tickets back or whatever you do.
Can you?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Just go again.
Go again.
You tight, what?
No, we got Coxie back in the team this weekend. Watch him. Mm. All right, now, Cats. Oh, no, we're doing that at the end. The Crows and the Giants.
One word, Crows.
Oh, well, aren't you full of it?
Okay. Melbourne Hawthorn. This will be actually a good game.
Yeah, this is the moment, I think, where the mighty might fall. I mean, Melbourne, everyone's talking about it, every show, every radio station, even here. We're all talking about...
Even here.
Even this paltry little show. Yeah,
correct. Like, it's just Melbourne, they think it's Melbourne's to lose, but Hawthorn have just shown recently they're in the games early, but they need to be in the games late as well. So they've got a young team under Sam Mitchell. Now, Lever, McDonald and Viney are back in. The coach is out. He's going to coach from home, and they've got a couple of other COVID protocols as well. So there is a little bit of an opportunity here for the Hawks, but I think Melbourne will be still chock full of talent and will win.
So you're saying Melbourne.
Melbourne, thank
you. I've gone the Hawks for a bit of an upset.
Good girl.
Now, St Kilda, Port Adelaide.
Yeah, look, big ins for the Saints and obviously big outs for Port. They're going for six in a row, the Saints. They've just crept up, I reckon, on everybody.
Like a bad pair of undies, Woods.
When you're, love that, when you're sitting there doing your tips and you're thinking the Saints, you've been sort of not, yes, but I think tip, this is at Kazali Stadium in Cairns too, so it might be quite wet, so I'll go with the Saints. Okay.
St Kilda. Is that it for the half of this round?
We might just pull the plug on it there and come back and do the second half, but just quickly, Buddy, you've been in the coach's box at the highest level. How will it go coaching from home?
Mm. Well, a couple of coaches have been able to do it. Ben Rutten has been able to do it. So I've never really coached from home.
No.
But they have everything set up. Like it'll be on Zoom or they'll have it over the phone. There's all different sort of ways that they can still reach the players at quarter time, half time, during the game, all that sort of stuff. And you just got to trust the coach coming in. So it's Adam Uze, experienced player and experienced coach, and probably the next coach in waiting, Mark.
Mm. Okay. And sitting at home, you're going to be yelling at home like you would in the coach's box because the neighbours will call the police.
Well, less pressure, grab a Magnum, cherry ripe, anything like that.
I like it a lot.
Coach with a cat on your lap. All right, we'll be back to do the second half of the tips of round seven in just a sec.
So if you're going to the Cats tomorrow at GMHBA Stadium, you might want to take the emergency poncho.
I love those.
Like you've got.
Bought two for $2 in Kmart yesterday.
Buddha Hocking is with us doing some footy tips. We'll come back to the Geelong Cats and Frio in a couple of minutes. We're halfway through the round. Carlton v North Melbourne, Buddha.
Yeah, I think this is the one where you just said before, like, oil your deck, try and scare the birds off of the goal. Go bowling, do something else. I'll tip Carlton.
Righto.
Yeah, I reckon that's going to be exciting, that one. No. All right. Now, this game is worth spending a bit of time on. You always try and skip over it because of me. Collingwood versus the Gold Coast Suns at the MCG, 1:10 on Sunday.
Yeah, there's a few guys back, Millie, and it's great to see that you're actually going up there and you've paid for tickets and you haven't got any free ones like you normally do. But look, young guy begs, debutant, there's Bianco. I think
Bianco.
That's Tony. Is it Tony?
Yeah,
no, it's Trent. I'm just joking. Tyler Brown, the son of Gavin's back. Big Coxie, Oliver Henry. But the big one is you can have all those guys into the team, but Grundy is the big one that's out, who hurt his knee last week. And that jumping contest
I want to ask you about that.
It's two in a row now.
Because Carlton, someone from Carlton and he...
Pitanay.
He played on. Brodie Grundy played on. But how can they resolve it, Buddha?
Well, you got to change the angle because what they did, they never had the centre circle years and years ago when we were running around. So they could come off like 60 metres and then just crash into each other. So they thought to minimise injuries, particularly knee injuries for ruckman, because they're jumping so high and then landing. And plus now it's the collision. So you've got to change your angle. You've got to come from a little bit more left or right or where the line is on the circle. You can't go front on anymore. So you have to learn and educate yourself about that. But
do you reckon they'll change that in the AFL?
It's a bit hard. What do you do? Put a square out there or a triangle or a...
I was thinking more of a star, to be honest. No, but I mean, they have to do something, don't they? They can't
Well, it's not every week that you're getting. It's only two in 2 weeks, but normally there's not too many. But anyway, massive game for the Pies. They need to be very wary, and I'll tip them.
Yeah, hey.
Doggies and Essendon at Marvel.
I think the Dogs, Bombers are on the nose.
Okay.
It was a good game last week against Collingwood, don't they? That was a ripper.
They're still on the nose.
They're still on the
lost.
Nose.
They did lose, you're right.
Yeah. All right, the Swannies and Brisbane Lions.
This is the best game of the round. I think the Geelong Freo one, which we'll talk about in a moment, is probably the second best. But this is a ripper. This is fourth v third. Both really good teams. The Swans can't start slow like they did last week and then try and sort of catch up. Brisbane are just a very, very good team. You've got to tag Neil. And you've got to be careful of Danaher up forward. Just his ability, aerial, and marking ability in the forward 50. But put Neil away and Sydney should be able to win. So tip in the Swannies.
All
right. Shall we go back to Saturday afternoon at GMHBA Stadium, Geelong and Freo?
Yeah, I just love Freo. I've been talking about them recently about how good they are and how well coached they are. They're young, a really young team, got great young players, but they're missing their key forward. They're also missing their key ruckman, the boy Darcy, so they're big blows, and obviously that improves the Cats' chances. I'm still not convinced about the Cats. There was a good win down in Tassie. Dangerfield's not back in yet. Freo are the best team at reducing inside 50. So Tom and Jeremy are going to find it at times that the ball's not coming in. So they've just got to make sure that they still hold their forward shape because they will get opportunities, and when they do, they've just got to be able to take them because Freo just strangle you, and that's what they're the best team defensively in the comp.
Yep.
But I think the Cats on that ground should be able to just go clip.
Right, okay. Catters?
Yep.
Beauty.
Sounds good.
Alrighty.
Put his tips up online a bit later this morning. And another game that Mill's going to over the weekend is Leopold and Colac. You're obviously coach of Leopold. How are you going to go taking on Colac?
Yeah, big game. Colac's there's two premier teams in the competition, St Mary's and Colac, and they've been around the mark for a while. They're well coached. They've just got good players in every line. So it's a tough challenge, we know that, but we're going to meet it head on, and we're excited about it. It's a good little trip down there. It's a couple of coffees, maybe a couple of cinnamon donuts. We'll get out and coach and see how we go.
Well, you're going all right. You're 2 from 3, which is a good start to the season, and I'm guessing as the season goes on, the more they play and train together, you're becoming a better team, which is good.
Yeah, it's a great point. So it's a new coaching group, new game style, new coaching group. So we're all just still finding ourselves and where we all fit and everything. But, look, it's been great. As you said, we're 2-1, and this is a big challenge. But we'll see where we're at, whether we've got to do more work or we're around the mark. And just quickly, I just want to say good day to Jet Matthews. He's a player at Leopold.
Yes.
He loves the show.
Oh, does he?
Listens every morning.
Good on you, Jet.
Only to Mark, though.